Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It's the anniversary of the Waco massacre back in 1993 on April 19th, ending a 51-day siege. I tell you, the years have just flown by. We'll talk a little bit about Waco today. You're welcome to call in on the subject. Scott McClellan, whose father is Barb McClellan, LBJ's personal lawyer, who went public, what, about a year and a half ago, saying LBJ told him personally that he had Kennedy killed. Just a little side issue, a little trivia for you. He's left after six-plus years working in the White House, 2 years and, what, 9 months after Ari Fleischer resigned, right when the scandal began to break with the Valerie Plame CIA leak. He's gone. We'll get a little bit into that. They're talking about having Fox News' Tony Snow be the replacement. I mean, he's always been a White House propagandist, so he'll just now be in a more public role. Interesting little report here about credit card con man used names of tycoons. Because the government itself is a giant con artist operation. I just want to show how far an independent loner, lone wolf grifter, can go to illustrate the bigger picture. So we'll get into that. And, of course, a Chinese leader has dined with Bill Gates, saying how much he loves Bill Gates. Who calls Gates a friend of China? Meanwhile, more news breaking about the communist Chinese regime selling political dissidents' organs to the highest bidder in the British Medical Society, their Society of Surgeons, criticizing it. And the press is reporting that China is the new superpower, soon to surpass the GDP, or gross domestic production output, of the United States. A bunch of big developments on the open borders and the La Reconquista. It's all coming up in this first hour, as well as your calls. As I mentioned, toll-free number, you're going to need it, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Former Parliamentary Minister of Defense, Andres von Bülow, also former Minister of Technology and a former Minister over West German Intelligence, worn a lot of hats, expert on government-sponsored terror, will be joining us for a full hour and a half starting in about 55 minutes from now. He'll be joining us in the second and third hours today, and we'll take your calls concerning government-sponsored terrorism on 9/11 and other admitted cases of Western and government-sponsored terror, as well with Andres von Bülow, who we first interviewed about 3 years ago, hasn't been with us since, and well, I noticed he was making the rounds again on talk radio, so I thought, why not have Andres von Bülow join us again? He graciously will be spending an hour and a half with us coming up next hour. The websites, of course, are jonesreport.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, martiallaw911.info. They're all important. They have a lot of the same news on each site, but original content specifically almost every day on each site that you won't find on the other sites. So all the more reason to visit all the sites daily and to put them on your favorites list. That's jonesreport.com, infowars.net, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. And we're going to be launching some other websites here in the near future that are topic specific, so you can have one-stop shop for your information as we carry on the information war against the New World Order, as we expand our ongoing sorties deep into enemy territory, as we stay on target and destroy their capital ships of propaganda in the information war. You see, the New World Order has declared war on the people of the planet, and we have taken the challenge and have declared war on them. Our own policy reports say 90% of this war is a cold war, an info war, and we have risen to the challenge. We're engaging the enemy at point-blank range. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Years ago, in a place called Mount Carmel, just west of Waco, Texas, the Delta Force, the most elite military force that the Pentagon has, out of Fort Bragg, went in to the compound, the wooden church, and murdered everyone. We have the Delta Force's own documents. We have their pre-action plan where they were complaining, saying this really is criminal, a violation of posse comitatus. The attack on Mount Carmel was planned as George Bush Sr. Left office. It was planned at Fort Hood. General Shoemaker, now head of the Army, was the commander of the operation. And our military got their feet wet, killing American citizens after they'd been demonized. And now they're having the memorial out there 13 years after the horrible events. And I guess now we're going to be having the 11th anniversary as well for Oklahoma City today. Another government attack, another government psyop, another government laboratory. In fact, even Time magazine, a couple years after what happened at Waco, admitted, it first was broken, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that there were Russian special forces, Israeli special forces, British special forces, along with U.S. special forces there. It was kind of like a special forces reunion or cookout, and they consummated it with the barbarous barbecue. And they admit that the Russians were there with, quote, a white noise machine to torture the Davidians. It was an international test of the American people, a test of their weapons, a test of killing Americans right in front of everyone and saying, it's okay, they're a cult, they killed themselves. And, of course, a few months before that, they had the Ruby Ridge incident as well there in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, killing the family dog, killing a young boy, shooting a woman with a baby in her arms, breastfeeding, blowing her head off. This is the type of thing that our government just can't wait to perfect against the American people. And since then, I have personally witnessed with my own two eyeballs and seen many other video clips on the news and privately given to me by sources of our Marines, our other forces from the Army, with foreign troops working in concert in urban warfare drills coast to coast, from Swansboro, North Carolina, to Hebron, Maryland, to Oakland, California, to Kingsville and Alice, Texas, and Corpus Christi, drilling to take over courthouses, police stations, and to kill the American people, in some cases with foreign troops. We have police chiefs admitting that in my film Police State 2000. So the 13th anniversary of Waco and the 11th anniversary of Oklahoma City today. And Oklahoma, of course, in the media overshadows Waco. It now is a bare mention in the press on this fateful day. And Oklahoma City still uses a propaganda piece to scare the people into submission to accept a high-tech police state. So there you have it, the Waco anniversary today. Before I get into all the other news, before I get into Scott McClellan leaving and his disgusting comments, and who his replacement may be, who cares, more rats leaving the sinking ship. Before I do that, I talked yesterday about how the government, state, county, federal, water districts, school districts, all run giant slush funds that aren't even secret, but they're not publicly known, called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, and how the whole thing is a giant con game. And there was an article out of the London Telegraph today that I thought illustrated how a low-level con man can operate and how government and the private interests that own and run it are a bunch of looting crooks, and it's the same paradigm. London Telegraph today, credit card con man use names of tycoons. A con man, assuming the identities of millionaire businessmen whose names he took from a magazine of Rich List, then applied for credit cards in their names. Yosef Babu, 49, milked their bank accounts and traveled the world, staying in luxury hotels, hiring expensive cars, buying Rolex watches, diamonds from De Beers, and spending £10,000 at a pop in Harrods department store. Among the identities he assumed were those of Dennis Bake, an author and golfing partner of former President Bill Clinton, the boss of a chain of Las Vegas casinos, and an interior inventor working on the space shuttle program. He was arrested in Paris, where he was found to have 17 driver's licenses in the names of rich Americans and 25 false identities. He served 4 months for fraud in France and spent 6 months awaiting extradition to England. Yesterday, he pled guilty at Croydon Crown Court to obtaining and attempting to obtain property by deception and obtaining services by deception. The court heard that the piece of filth, a Tunisian, had carried out frauds in America and had served a sentence in Italy for credit card fraud as well. Brendan Morris, prosecutor, said his methods had always were the same. He would ring an American Express call center in the U.S. to report the loss of a card. As a result of being able to provide a certain amount of information, the loser can then specify a location where a replacement card can be provided, he said. In these cases, it was London. He did this for 4 years before getting caught, that we know of. Okay. So, see, that's what one guy can do running a scam. Now, we're talking about trillions of dollars that have been stolen in the last few decades here in the U.S., openly and publicly, and we can detail it, we can list it, we can play congressional hearings concerning it, and no one goes to jail, no one gets in trouble. Occasionally, if they get a lot of heat on them, they'll burn some mid-level accountant, and he spends 2 years in a luxury federal facility, minimum security, and then they're released and are given jobs immediately by allied corporations making $50 million a year. That's how the payoffs work, boys and girls, and it's bad. And the police state you see being set up is to ensure that not only can the looting and stealing and thieving go on, but it can be expanded perpetually, inexorably. So I thought on this day, April 19th, we would expose the crooks for what they are. Smart crooks who get college degrees and work in good old boys networks and never get in trouble. Smart crooks go get a badge and a gun. Smart crooks become FBI agents. Smart crooks become bankers. Dumb crooks go around robbing people's houses for their DVD players and computers. And that's the rest of the story. Well, Rumsfeld's saying he won't quit, and Bush is saying he won't accept his resignation for the third time. So now we have Scott McClellan announcing earlier this morning, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove is giving up his policy portfolio. And Press Secretary Scott McClellan is resigning, continuing to shake up in President Bush's administration that has already yielded a new chief of staff. A senior administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity because the president had not yet made the announcement said Wednesday that Rove is giving up oversight of policy development to focus more on policies with the approval of the fall midterm elections. And now we have Scott McClellan worshiping Bush and saying how gracious he is and how great it's been, and he's leaving. Folks, he's been told to resign. We know that in every case. They want to give us new faces. McClellan is not as good a liar as Fleischer was, and they intend to get somebody new who is better. On the stinky meter, it stinks of rotten flesh, of dead political dissidents. Chinese leader, Chinese butcher, Chinese king rat, met with Bill Gates and others in Seattle yesterday. Chinese leader dines with Bill Gates is the headline, AP. After a swanky dinner with the world's richest men, Chinese President Hu Jintao turns his attention to America's largest exporters whose sales to China could help ease tensions over the growing trade gap. And I'm an Easter bunny. Who dined Tuesday night at the home of Microsoft Corporation owner Bill Gates, was invited to tour Boeing Company's Everett plant on Wednesday, where they moved most of their plants to China, by the way, just days after Chinese officials confirmed a commitment to order 80 Boeing 737s in a deal valued at $5.2 billion at list prices. The order has yet to be finalized, and airlines typically negotiate discounts. Boeing sees China as one of its most important future markets, estimating that the country will require 2,600 new airplanes over the next 20 years. Who calls Gates a friend of China? Yes, he's helped censor and control and put in an architecture with their computers and internet systems and backbones to track and control everyone. This is out of the Associated Press. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates told Chinese President Hu the company is just the very beginning of what possible in technology, and then showed him some of what may lie ahead, whose visit included a tour of Microsoft's home of the future, which features experimental technology that might someday be used in people's living spaces to totally track and control them, I would add, biometrics and RFID. In one demonstration, a vase with a radio frequency identification tag, see, was placed on display, prompting the display to show pictures of areas where Hu has worked and lived. In the kitchen, the counter displayed a recipe of instructions in Chinese for making a type of bread, prompting Hu to ask if you still need a housekeeper if you use RFID tags. Later, watching a demonstration of the table of PC of research being done in Asia, Hu noted that it was difficult to type equations, and being able to write with a stylus makes it easier to do such work, blah, blah, blah. See, just a little puff piece. No discussion of the thousands of protesters holding up signs of people with their organs chopped out. I have those photos up on Infowars.com. Nothing about the British Medical Society or the British Society of Surgeons complaining about the hundreds of flights a day bringing in people with organs from China. Nothing about the serious issues of them killing farmers and tradesmen as they bulldoze their homes and steal their property for Microsoft factories. No discussion of any of it. Just all blah, 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 a vase with pictures and RFID is fun and everything's wonderful and... Now, remember, back in the 80s, back in the 90s, China was criticized as a police state. They're worse than ever. But now it's just all happy reports. Everything's good. Everything's wonderful. Everyone's happy. As the elite rape and rob the people of the planet. We'll be back after this quick break. Get into more news. and take your calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon, 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, folks, and then back from 9 to midnight. Again, thank you for joining us. But just an illustration of how controlled our press is, they'll have riots where tens of thousands, I think in one case it was over 40,000 in just the last year, Japanese farmers riot having their lands stolen. They live at subsistence level. They're given no compensation. They're just told, you're homeless. That's it. Go to the cities, work in a factory, work in a slave factory, basically, slave wages. And you'll see maybe one or two reports in our press, and I've read the reports on air. They just kind of, well, the Chinese dealt with a security problem with machine guns and batons. They did a great job dealing with it. It's reported like they're doing something good. They have Tiananmen Squares every month over there on average now. Huge Tiananmen Squares all over the country, particularly in the South. And then by the time you read our press, I mean, I have AP reports here in front of me. President Hu of China loves Starbucks. President Hu has dinner with Bill Gates, says they're good friends, enjoys the RFID. It's just all fluff pieces with police state mixed in. But in all fairness, there was one local report, the Falun Gong practitioners protest Hu's visit, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, considering what they were protesting, a march and rally by 200 participants, and I've looked at other reports of, quote, thousands protesting the visit total, but one little group of 200 Falun Gong, considering what they were protesting, a march and rally about 200 practitioners of Falun Gong through downtown Seattle Monday appeared remarkably tranquil. This might be owing to the spiritual movement's emphasis on meditation and gentle exercise, and then it goes on, which seems incongruent with a heated demonstration. And it says that they were protesting their family members and others that have been kidnapped and murdered and killed. It goes on to say that they were protesting organ harvesting. It shows pictures of them here holding up images of people having their organs cut out. This is the type of thing that's going on. But the protesters' message on the eve of Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to Seattle on Tuesday and Wednesday was grisly. The Chinese government, they allege, China's advertised it in major publications, killing Falun Gong followers in a Nazi-style concentration camp in Luoyang province and harvesting their organs. The protesters, who came from as far as San Diego, based their claims on reports by Falun Gong supporters in China and articles in the Epoch Times, a newspaper and website affiliated with the group. What do you mean they base their claims? The State Department admits it. China's advertised it. The British Medical Society's advertised it and talked about it and complained about it. It's been in the New York Times. It's been in the Washington Post. It's been all over the news. China has mobile execution vans. Our main message is to let China's president know that the world knows about the death camp, said Allison Pan, a Seattle software engineer who helped organize the demonstration. We demand a full investigation. Last week in Beijing, Chinese officials denied allegations that as many as 6,000 petitioners of the banned Falun Gong were killed for their organs, calling the claims completely slanderous and baseless lies. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Beijing told the Associated Press the U.S. government has asked the government for more information. Now, again, the State Department last year attacked myself, Rents, and others, saying it isn't true, they don't take organs. But then a whole other section of the State Department, going back a decade, documents it and says it's horrible. So they even contradict themselves. Yes, it's going on. Yes, China advertises it. Yes, wealthy Westerners and Japaners and others go in and do this and go get the organs. In contrast to Monday's protest, supporters from the Chinese community will gather at Payne Field in Ever today to wave red and golden signs and welcome Hu to the Seattle area. Among them will be children who are part of the ribbon dancing team. Oh, your graciousness, we love you. But there also will be more protests today. More supporters of the Taiwanese community upset that China and still considers it a renegade province. The Communist Party contends that there is only one China and is expected to assemble about 12:30 p.m. near Westin Hotel in downtown Seattle to oppose Hu's visit. So there's a bunch of groups there protesting the gracious leader. And what happens is you have these big demonstrations, and they reported over 2,000 people, and some are supporters, some are against, but we don't know what the real numbers are. I would imagine that most of the people there are protesting Hu, but we can't find out because the press is not doing a very good job of giving us the details. I guarantee you, if I was on the ground, I could figure it out pretty quick, but I'm not in Seattle. Do we have any listeners in Seattle? I know we do. What have you seen that we haven't seen? We'll come back, take your calls, get into a bunch of Iran news, gold news, oil news, police state news, La Reconquista news, big developments on that front with the open borders and the illegal alien demonstrations. It's all coming up after we take some of your calls, and then former defense minister for the Parliament of Germany, former technology minister, member of their intelligence agency as well. Andres Famula will be joining us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition, the 19th, April 19th, Oklahoma City, 11 years. 13 years since Waco. Time is really flying. 1-800-259-9231. China, Waco, what's happening with gold and oil? The looming war with Iran. What's going on with the La Reconquista movements? We can discuss it all. By the way, I'm carrying a new video that is really professionally done and extremely powerful. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. And we're not talking about the mythical Atlantis or where is Atlantis. It's talking about how the elite in England, the Queen and others, openly said the New World would be the new empire, the new Atlantis to dominate the planet, the New World Order. Learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure. Symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings unfolds the fascinating history behind the founding of America and exposes the esoteric underbelly of its design. Why is Washington, D.C. built on the 77th meridian? and are the Revolutionary War cities really built in perfect alignment with Stonehenge? Follow the journey of secret societies from England to the New World and learn their ancient hope of establishing a democratic commonwealth that would one day extend to all nations. In the 16th century, Sir Francis Bacon was at the helm of such societies and the leader of the Rosicrucians and the first Grand Master of modern Freemasonry. As such, he is considered by some to be the true founder of America. For centuries, controversy has surrounded this man, who is said to be the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I and the real author behind Shakespeare's plays. When Bacon penned his classic work, The New Atlantis, he outlined his vision for the perfect society, a democratic commonwealth governed by scientific achievement. How are the founding fathers impacted by Bacon's plan? And is America being driven by this vision today? Or was it hijacked by another group? The Illuminati, I would add. And you can get it for $24.95 or for only $14.95. When you get that, you can get two of my films together for $14.95. The Order of Death, my new blockbuster bombshell film, new footage inside Bohemian Grove, occult rituals going on, new rituals caught on tape, and so much more. And then you get my updated, re-edited, remastered, with new information added, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove that I originally produced in 2000 after we snuck into the Grove, the first and only folks to do that. Until now, when this employee got new footage last year during July, and you get that on the same DVD for $14.95 when you get it with America's Beginnings, or get America's Beginnings by itself if you already have The Order of Death. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free. The operators can answer your questions and take your order over the phone if you prefer. Get your copies today, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day monthly membership, trial membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free for 15 cents a day. You get all 14 of my films, every one of my weekly TV reports for the last 2 years, my special in-studio video interviews with guests that we did live on the radio, and a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's a great activist tool to go download all the materials, PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you get hard copies of my films from InfoWars or by calling, be sure and make copies of them and spread the word. That's how we have an effect, through you taking action, and I want to commend and thank those that have. I want to get into America meets the new superpower, China, and then Bush refuses to rule out nuclear strikes on Iran. Defense Secretary or Secretary of the Ministry of Defense, Straw does not believe U.S. will strike Iran. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. L.A. woman hospitalized with bubonic plague. More on the little Reconquista movements coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Alex. Hey, you tapped me with a smorgasbord of targets and topics, everything from China to oil to gold, Mexico. From A to Z, you open fire on every direction they're shooting at us with this stuff.
Well, I like to, there was a Marine Corps general, I forget his name, who was surrounded by about 10 times his force in a mountain pass in North Korea during the war. And they said, sir, we're completely surrounded. And he said, good, don't let them escape.
Yeah, that's what McAuliffe said at the Battle of the Bulge. Nuts, we're not surrendering just because they've got us. And just spray and pray. But indulge me on three particulars here, Alex, even though there's 100 targets to shoot at. Let's throw down the gauntlet on this thing and have a burning of the Mexican flag real soon. We can do that in an open and public display of opposition at the Capitol to their invasion.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Sure, I think it's a great idea. Number one, do you have a radio one?
No, sir.
Okay, well, your phone's echoing or something's going on. Number one, I am insanely busy. I have to fight to spend time with my family. I'm so busy.
I know.
I'm finishing a film, which is going to have a huge effect globally. Thanks to you, the listeners. I am just so busy. And so I think, you guys need to go burn the Mexican flag.
We'll do it. Don't worry, we'll do it. Hey, Alex, that little boy, Scott McClellan, he's the apple of his mama's eye, who also happens to be a traitor. And believe me, the apple didn't fall far from the tree in this case.
Yeah, and tell folks who his mama is.
Yeah, his mama has been sucking off the taxpayers for her entire life. She's now deceiving many patriots. Many patriots. Carol Keaton, Longhorn, Strayhorn, Rylander, McClellan. I don't know how many times she's been married.
I'll tell you what. I.e. Black Widow.
she's running for governor of Texas as an independent candidate. She's buying signatures to get on the ballot.
And really, that's to suck away from the Democrats from winning.
Well, she doesn't know she's a Democrat or a Republican. Now she says she's an independent. But independence is what we really need, and we're not going to get it from her. And a lot of patriots are being deceived by her. They're going to get stabbed in the back, and I feel sorry for them.
Well, I know I've interviewed Barr. I think he's a good guy. He's gone public about LBJ, talking about how he killed Kennedy on this show and in a best-selling book and on History Channel. But certainly, you know, she claims she's against the toll roads. But,
yep.
But I mean, all she is a political master, and she's manipulating a lot of people.
Well, like I say, by her fruits, we know her. And that little boy didn't fall far from the apple tree. And, you know, I mean, he's been the mouthpiece of our bloodthirsty, warmongering dictator for a couple years now, lying through his teeth.
Yeah, 2 years, 9 months.
Oh, yeah, too long. Now, I'll tell you what, Alex, I'm going to take her down. I'm throwing down for governor myself, primarily because yourself and Ron Paul chose not to run, and Davy Crockett's dead.
Jim, I've met you before. If you're really going to run for governor, tell everybody your full name.
Jim Dillon, candidate for governor of Texas.
Matt Dillon from Dodge.
Don't get it confused with Bob Dillon either.
All right.
Although I do like his music.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call, bro. Bush himself is just a puppet. Strayhorn, Rylander, McClellan, whatever her name is this week. Just give me a break. What do I say to all of that? Okay, more of your calls coming up here in a moment. Let me go ahead and let me dig it out here. It was in my stack. I'm looking for my articles about the La Reconquista. Ah, here they are. This is out of the Associated Press. Few protections for migrants to Mexico. This is a point we've been making for years. And it says, considered felons by the government, these migrants fear detention, rape, and robbery. Police and soldiers hunt them down at railroads, bus stations, and flea bag hotels. Sometimes they are deported. More often, officers simply take their money. While migrants in the United States have held huge demonstrations in recent weeks, the hundreds of thousands of undocumented Central Americans in Mexico suffer mostly in silence. And through Mexico's demands, humane treatment of its citizens who migrate to the United States, regardless of their legal status, Mexico provides few protections, how about zero, for migrants on its own soil. The issue simply isn't on the country's political agenda, perhaps because migrants make up only 0.5% of the population, or 500,000 people, compared to 12% in the United States. I thought illegal aliens were more like 6-7%. 12%? Let me see. 300 million people. I guess they're saying migrants, comparing the people who legally have green cards. I consider it just the illegal aliens. But the article is a long one. It's lengthy. It's a good AP report by Mark Stevenson. You rarely see good AP reports these days. They're usually whitewashes or soft soaps or backpedaling whitewashes. But very, very important that we face this. I mean, you've got all these people saying, well, we're Mesoamericans. We have the breadth and width of the continent. But meanwhile, Mexico puts people in these big open-air camps, mosquito-infested facilities. They steal everything they've got. If they find out their family has any money back home, they run checks on them in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and then they will suck tens of thousands of pesos or more out of their families. They don't just shake them down when they grab them and rob them. And it's despicable. It's absolutely despicable. And then you've got these spoiled, rotten, illegal aliens in this country running around whining and sucking their thumbs and griping and complaining and getting free welfare and free tuition and free births for their children, who instantly become citizens, and they all get on the government dole and payroll while working multiple jobs, sending most of their money, what is it, two-thirds, back to Mexico. A major drain on this country, tens of billions a year. not just the trade deficit with Mexico at 20-something billion a year and growing, but also the tens of billions that are sent back each year. And so all these whining groups that are running around, funded by Bush's PR firm out of Dallas that Vicente Fox hired in December, they don't want to talk about this. They don't want to discuss this, that they can't protest in Mexico. You have a big demonstration in Mexico, the police come and crack your heads and take a bunch of you off to the prison camp and then suck every dime out of your family to get you out. You know, in Mexican jails, when they grab Americans that are down there for any infraction, they'll run a credit check on you and suck your family dry. They'll steal everything you got, and most of the prisons are dirt-floored, big communal things where they have open latrines. I mean, it's hell on earth, and then they suck your family dry of money. I mean, it's just Mexico's a disgusting criminal group. And I don't know why their own citizens up here, Mexico lets them have dual citizenship, by the way, and vote in both elections, are running around wrapping themselves in that dirty Mexican flag, which I consider to be on par with the Nazi or communist Chinese flag. It's despicable by every yardstick, by every measurement. What do you think of this issue? Your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Good article here by Ralph Forbes out of American Free Press. U.S. fights for Southwest Reconquista is still the goal of open borders promoters. A secret war against America is not so secret anymore. America's cities are occupied with a horde of insurgents with the potential to reduce the United States to a corrupt third world colony. But the real enemy is not the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens marching through America's streets. These hordes are victims, too, of big business elites who have been plotting to increase their vast fortunes at the expense of the American middle class that is now disappearing rapidly, I would add. The Republicans on the House International Relations Committee quietly proposed to link any migratory accord with Mexico with the opening of the Pemex Mexico oil monopoly to America's investment. Pemex is the golden goose of Mexico's corrupt elites, and they don't want to share the wealth of America's corrupt elites. Mexico has more billionaires per capita than any other nation in the world. Only about, 25 families run the whole thing. Mexico has twice the oil reserves of the United States. If the rulers of Mexico were only as bad as the media tells us Venezuelan Hugo Chavez is, their country would be prosperous, and there would be no economic reason for any Mexican to illegally cross into the U.S. border. But crushed by corruption, millions of Mexico's poor flood over the border, willing to work cheaper than Americans, driving the wages of U.S. workers to third world levels, which is precisely what the masters of the global plantation want, the Pan-American Union. The invasion was not with guided cruise missiles, tanks, or bombs. The stealth attack was by the Mexican plutocracy, cynically calls the secret cockroach army. Yes, that's what the Mexican plutocracy cynically calls the secret cockroach army. That's what they call their population. That's how arrogant they are about their peons. I don't think you're peons. And now a fancy PR firm, Bush's PR firm, admittedly, Dallas Morning News, stages all this and you roll around wrapping yourself in that dirty flag. The common people, the poor, the dirty, the lice-ridden, the cockroaches, are advancing on the United States, a country that needs to speak Spanish because it has 35.5 million Hispanics. Again, I'm not calling them cockroaches. This is what their government calls them, who are imposing their culture. Mexico is reconquering the United States by means of migratory tactics, as their former president said. It fills me full of joy because the Hispanics can have an ever greater influence all the way from southern Mexico to Alaska, boasted Ellen Potocki, a Polish-born Mexican intellectual. Few Americans have heard of her, but perhaps she can best be described as a Spanish-speaking clone of Condoleezza Rice, Madeleine Albright, and Hillary Clinton. I challenge Hispanic Americans who love this country. I know you love them more than anybody else. I know you. I challenge the Reconquistas who were fooled by all of this. I challenge white liberals to go read the names of the Mexican legislature, the Mexican Congress. Last time I looked, half of them are Green, Schmidt, Berg. They are European. They are Jewish. They are not Mexicans. They're on average over 6 feet tall. They got blonde hair, or if they got dark hair, they got blue eyes or hazel eyes. They, for generations of hundreds of years, look down on you, call you scum Indians, peons, cockroaches. They hate you. and they fit hand in glove with the New York and D.C. and London elite, and they're destroying America right now using you, who they call the cockroaches. All the signs point to a plot. In February and March, cable movie channel HBO promoted Walkout, a propaganda potboiler glorifying Mexican students cutting classes and marching in the streets. And then what happens? HBO has made it clear that Spanish speakers in the United States are a priority by investing in HBO Latino. HBO also reached out to radical racist, anti-white, Mexican Bundist. And it goes on and on. Excellent. Excellent report. I need to get this writer on. The National Council of Arraza sent mass emails urging its members to support and watch the historic film. Another agitator was the prolific proliferation of Mexican-language radio stations, Clear Channel, the neocon propaganda conglomerate that took over the country radio stations all over America to push its war hysteria propaganda, is now aggressively increasing its staple of Spanish-language stations. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch, chairman of the News Corp Corporation, wants to take over Univision, the largest Spanish-language television station in the United States, and the fifth-largest American network behind Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Time Warner, CBS, Walt Disney, Grupo Televisa of Mexico, Bill Gates, and several private equity firms are also expected to bid for Univision. On and on and on. 6 years ago, the Bilderberg-controlled Wall Street Journal lamented that soon the American economy will face shortages of illegal immigrants from Mexico and that we need more. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to Hank and Luis and others here right now. I just want to thank God openly, give God all the credit I'm so thankful for this broadcast. I'm so thankful for the films we've made. I'm so thankful for you, the supporters, the sponsors, the stations out there, AM, FM, shortwave, internet, everybody. I'm just so blessed to have woken up to this so many years ago, to be in this fight, and to be with all of you out there who know what's going on and love this country and are fighting back. Hank in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Hank.
Hello, Alex. Good to talk with you.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to mention a couple of things that people might be interested in. One, today is also Patriots Day. April 19th of 1775 was Lexington and Concord. And the other thing is that one of our patriots from Seguin, Texas, Ron Avery, is up at the Capitol building in Austin. And he's trying to notify people through flyers about the unlawful ad valorem tax that the state of Texas is imposing on people for education and so forth.
Sure.
So those are two great things. If anybody in the area could make it up there, that'd be great.
All right.
And you're doing fine work. We've spread your videos around. They're great. We're looking forward to that next one.
Thank you so much for the call, Hank. Luis in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I was going to tell you, I was watching the Comedy Channel recently, and there's a new show by David.
Sir, number one, do you have your radio on?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn it off. Hello?
Yes, can you turn it off?
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I was watching the David Spade show recently. It's this show on the Comedy Channel. And he called Charlie Sheen a moron, called him a conspiracy theorist, and made a joke about him. It wasn't even funny. What annoyed me, of course, was that it was propaganda, but also it wasn't funny. He just kind of, usually he's pretty witty, funny, but this was just kind of like he just kind of said it, and, you know, they had the laughter or whatever, the audience, but anyway.
What show?
It's David Spade. He's the guy, he's like the annoying guy you see in the, he has like telephone commercials for AT&T or some company. David Spade, a comedian, a former Saturday Night.
Yeah, where does he have a show?
On the Comedy Channel.
Comedy Central?
Comedy Central, yeah. It's a new show. I think it's just been maybe a month or a couple weeks.
So
I don't know.
So he called Charlie an idiot.
Basically, he said, Charlie Sheen is alleging 9/11 to be a conspiracy by the government. You can find out more at charliesheenmoron.com. And then they had the recorded or the laughter of the audience. But, you know, like, that's not that funny. That's kind of, okay, sure, you know. Anyway, so that, I thought you'd be interested in that because I know a caller called it and mentioned that the Bill Maher show, he came out against Charlie Sheen as well. But also I was going to tell you just something, an interesting tidbit about the Spanish news, TV stations, whatever. I was noticing there was a billboard the other day for a news station called Telefutura, which is a big TV channel, whatever. And its symbol is a pyramid inside of a pyramid with the number 66 after it.
I've seen that, yeah.
I've seen that, you know, and I kind of looked at it instantly. I realized, okay, pyramid inside a pyramid, the number 6.
Well, sir, are you Spanish or...
Yeah.
What do folks in the Spanish community in California think? Because I know my Hispanic friends here in Texas know exactly what's going on.
My friends, everyone has fallen for it. I mean, you know, they may be open to, they're against Bush, they're against the Iraq War, they're against, you know, many of them are totally open to the idea that 9/11 was an inside job. But as far as the whole Minutemen thing, they think, they've fallen for the whole line, you know, they've fallen for everything. And I tried to explain to them how they're just being used and it's just a clever way to divide and conquer, like you mentioned. But, you know, you really got to reach out to them and just show them the facts. It's understandable why they would fall for it. I mean, you know.
Oh, listen, it's very sophisticated Bush propaganda.
Yeah, you know, so I would say, like, you know, if you could just, like, reach out to them, you know, almost understanding why.
I will. You're great. Thank you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.